Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Do it with a revelation. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands to heaven. I've always requested that don't do church. Be a true worshiper. Alright? You are not obligated to say anything. Response is the worship of the recreated human spirit to the move of God. So from the depth of your heart, respond to Him in gratitude. Bless Him. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. Father, we give you praise and we ask this morning that your word will be taught in simplicity and clarity. It will bear a result in the life of your children. We give you praise, dear Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Let's give the Lord a big hand again. Thank you, streams of life. Thank you. All right, please, let's be seated with so much joy and gladness. Hallelujah. Good morning, church. All right, we'll start a subtopic under the principal subject we are discussing for this season, which is the spirit of faith. Start a subtopic, which is faith for much more. Faith for much more. Faith for much more. Amen. Is there anyone here trusting God for much more? Amen. Is there anyone here trusting God for much more? Now, you know, some of the things I found, and I'm going to say this in honesty and as simple as it is. I just observed something. Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you two sides to my observation. The people who are hungry whenever the church talk about the subject of prosperity are those who don't have. Those who have know the difference. You go on social media, everybody, in fact, anybody who doesn't have anything to say, just pick on a pastor. You trend. Alright? Then you have something to say. Recently, something happened that gave me another level of deliverance. Alright? It gave me, I observed. I didn't say a word. I said, this is it. And what was the issue? I think there was an issue recently of a man, a pastor, that was almost killed, right? Almost assassinated. I thought what I would see on media is, oh, thank God for safety. What I saw was, why should a pastor be using bulletproof? I said, if this fellow had been killed, this fellow would say, why should he not have protected himself? Do you get what I'm saying? Osogbon tele da. Osiwa tele. Osono tele fitai. You know it. Let me tell you something before I start teaching. Because I know that teaching is not just communication of information, it is also removal of strongholds. But I'm going to show you something. There are some organizations in powerful cities that people go, all right, for interviews. They apply, they send them, all right, notice for interview, and they go there. This has happened several times. They put someone amongst the senior staff who looks younger, amongst the guys who they are to interview. And the fellow begin to say, if not for the fact that I just want to do something, what will I be doing in this company in the first place? I'm bigger than this place. Then those who join bad gang will now begin to answer and say, it's true. It's just because I'm bored. That's why I came here. Look at this place now. This place, this is not for someone like me. I would not have been seated here. They mark their faces. They go inside and meet the same guys seated to interview them. Listen though, you are exposed to different things. There is a level of anger that can only be demonic and hatred for pastors. And I see these things. And I'm looking at young boys, 22, 23. Who put powerful behind keypad? Everybody is dragging a man of God. I know you must have heard church, prosperity, that's what they are preaching. And all that. If you don't like this, there are other messages you can hear. But listen. John was speaking. He said, beloved, I wish above all things. All right? This is my wish, that you will prosper. One, that you will be in health. Two. He said, but this needs to happen as your soul prospers. In Matthew 10, Jesus was sending disciples out. All right? He told them, he called them, all of them together. He sent them two by two to the cities he will later come. He repeated the same thing, all right, in Luke 10. That was another number. Because those guys came between Luke 6 and Luke 8. The guys he sent out in Luke 10. First, when he sent them out, he said, don't take pause. Don't take script. Don't take money. He said, just go. Anywhere you go to, this is the protocol. He said, a laborer is worthy of his wages. But when we got to the book of Acts of the Apostles, the church at Jerusalem, all right, you check, they began to share things in common. People were bringing the things they had. Follow what I'm saying. They were bringing this one, bring that. That was when Ananias and Sapphira died. Because once they bring, they were sharing in common. They didn't bring all they had. They were still sharing with the rest. Double portion. The anger of the man of God. Because theologians, there's still argument. Who killed them? I don't know. It's not me. I know that one. The anger was lashed out on them. And they died. In Acts 6, there was already trouble. They were widows. They were distributing daily. Alright? So that those widows would survive. But the Hebrew widows were saying that the Hebrew and the Gentiles, the Hebrews were taking all the stuff. They were saying they were neglecting the Hebrew, the other guys in daily distribution. Fight broke out. They had to anoint some men and send them forth. What was happening was that they were systematically rounding them up through their economy. They had to devise a means where people need to have hope. Then they bring it and then everybody share in common. One of the reasons why the devil ate, listen though, it is not you who ate the subject of prosperity, it's the devil. And I know it's not even you, I know I'm speaking for it. The devil ate the issue of prosperity, because he knows that money in the hand of a righteous man is a weapon against him. Let me ask you a question. Answer this question sincerely. If you really desire to be very poor. Shout a big hallelujah. Hold on now. Wait. Let me ask again. If it is a desire, a burden and a dealing you have embraced with your full chest, to be very broke and very poor in life and in destiny, shout a big amen. Okay. If you desire the blessings of the Lord, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Let me tell you something. Let me ask again. Let me talk calmly, so that I can hear those. Because not everybody is shouting this hallelujah. If it is a desire, something you have seen in scriptures, that I wish above, I mean, don't let me, you've seen it in scripture, that because of the kind of unique grace you are carrying, men like, or women like you, need to be very poor. You will suffer for Jesus and be poor, and then that is the way God is glorified in your life. Shout a big amen. They didn't come. Okay. If you know God is glorified when you are blessed, shout a big amen. If you know God is magnified when you are prosperous, shout a big hallelujah. You believe it. You believe it. Let me tell you, even this morning, I've received call. Plus one, something. I don't pick it. One of your friends or family members, so person, has borrowed money from CCC, would like you to know that they have used you as a guarantor, and then so you can reach out to the person. Listen to me. Listen. One time, I received a message from a number. From one of my own people. I don't want to go into the matter. They said, this is to inform you. They put picture there. They said, so person has been declared HIV positive, and the fellow ran and escaped from the healthcare facility with the intention to infect the public. Kindly note this disease. As I saw it, I knew that there's money issue on ground. I just called the person. I said, who did you offend? Yeah, Papa, this year. I said, okay, all right. How much is the money? It didn't make sense. I think 15,000. Listen to me. Hold on. Don't say her. There might be one or two here who is owing. So let's be affectionate. Sincerely, nobody wakes up in the morning and desire to borrow. People take that step. There's nothing within their capacity or the capacity of what they know to do. Do you get what I'm saying? So let's be considerate. I mean, and if you look at these guys who have people money, owe somebody 20,000 naira, you say you have to refund back with 7,000 in 2 weeks. If you don't refund the 27,000 in 2 weeks, every week it will be increasing by so ridiculous percentage. And no loan organization desire for you to be able to pay. But that's how their profit comes. Do you get what I'm saying? Low key, many of those people who are saying prosperity, blah, 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 prosperity message, blah, blah, blah. One was asking me online. He said, swear if you are not eating church money. I said, you don't know what's doing you. You are angry about life. I will not be the recipient. You don't understand. There's just the anger. But low key, people want to be blessed. True or not true? Yes. But how will they know except there's a teacher? Let me tell you this, though. Don't be hypocritical. Alright? If you desire something, it is not in your life yet. Or you can see it in somebody's life. Don't go and attack the person. Do you get what I'm saying? I have scars to show for what I just said now. There were people that when we moved to this facility, Pastor Femi Lazarus used to be a man of God I love. But over time, ever since, the way he's doing ministry now, what satisfies you about my life is that I'm small. We are not friends. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Many of you are trying to console those who need you small. And you are consoling them with your remaining small. It's because your esteem was not properly built. You are addicted to love, even when it is coming from an enemy. And they are giving you criteria for which they'll be pleased with you. And you can't afford to stand alone. So you must always please people at the expense of yourself. It is a sign something is wrong fundamentally. And your deliverance is coming this morning. Do you get what I'm saying here? There are people who like you, but just that they want you to remain at the same level. Two poor people can't help each other. Two broke people have no advantage to each other. Do you get what I'm saying? One time like that, I think I shared, it was a very humorous one. I shared my wife's picture. JJ, new wife. Cha-cha. Somebody came to comment. He said, I love Pastor Miracle. She doesn't wear makeup. Like many of those other men of God. I said, Oga, face your front. Face, mind your business. Alright? You cannot, don't. I faced him. People who screenshot, I was lying, I faced him. Why? That opinion is about to box us to a corner. You can't like me because I meet your desire. I am me. And there will be days I'm going to hurt you. I won't meet that desire. You can't place me in that mold. Look at my wife now. You know what I'm saying? Now say that you like my wife because of this. You all over. And many of you have conditioned your life in certain direction just to please people at the expense of what God is doing in your life. And you don't know it's a problem yet. You don't know. You are too afraid to find out. You are too afraid to walk out of certain association and say, if I will walk alone and in conviction, yet I will. Let me tell you this, refuse to be small. You don't owe anybody any apology. Do you get what I'm saying? You don't owe people an apology. Look at what it is now. Look at what it is now. When they hit a bus stop, they need somebody who has a level of influence to bring them out. You go back to the same person you have criticized. Let me tell you this. One of the ways God, because I need to let you understand, if you are running your mouth anyhow and God wants to help you, one of the ways he will help you is that he will take you and bring you to the shoes of those who are criticizing. You will learn honor by revelation. All the pastors, all these people, because that's what happened to Saul. All those pastors, don't mind them. All those pastors, all Jeje pastors, Nigerian church is a religious place. We have many useless pastors online. That's why I don't do religion. I don't do church. But I'm going to use you for my glory, my son. Blah, 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 blah. Again, start wearing tie. All you pastors, now you have been called. Our pastor's wife, just wearing shiny, shiny clothes. Don't mind them. Can't they wear simple things? I know the way Mami Gio used to dress. All these new modern pastors. Say, my husband, my guy, is a tech guy. There's nothing calling about his life. Until he came back one day and said, this is what God is. This is. Oh, yeah, yeah, right. What did the pastor buy? You get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. some years back. One time I was invited for a program. All the money I have, I'm even going to share two stories. All the money I had, or I had then, was what I used to go to the venue. I wasn't wise. It was a VG. The way I knew I was even in trouble. You know those kind of VG? And they'll tell you, sit down, we have something huge for you. That was that. As I got there, they didn't even send me. Everybody just did their own stuff. A guest minister, no day, my big guest minister. No low recording. Body of Christ. Oh. This way. I got there. I finished ministry. It's VG now. I finished my session around 3 a.m. Let me go and sleep. The president said, have you cleared those? Have you cleared that store? Have you cleared that store? Am I hearing? I traveled about 4 hours to get here. I said, they've cleared the store. Oh, yeah, where are those mats? No problem. And all that. I slept. President came around to 4. I said, we are really blessed. I'm blessed by our session. Powerful session. Blessed. So your session was great. Say, we by the grace of God, we have something for you. So I said, inside my mind, I'm a very real person. You can judge me. I'm real. All right? Inside my mind, actually, I had fathomed my transport back inside that, whatever it is. Even if it will be transport, let me just get back in peace. Thank God, I'm saying. And I don't think it's wrong. If you think it's wrong, may God call you too, so that at least you shall know what I'm talking about. If I had money, I would have had my transport, but I didn't have. Even that one gone, Agbali, Agbatani, we swept everywhere to make it for the meeting. And it's this solid that we entered. So I said, thank you. I just waited for the president to go. I put my leg behind the door. I laid down. There's no pillow. I opened the package. Bottle granite and wine. I'm over Thailand. I said, 612. I said, Jesus, and all that. We have to find a way to organize how a car will take me from that place to where I have somebody. That person will come out from there. Can I get 2-5 there? Let me at least escape. If that is the way we are still doing ministry now, we can't last. We would have died. One of the things I hope to help you achieve this morning is to bring out of the propaganda against relevant biblical subjects. Some things are not doctrine. They are just propaganda from the pit of hell. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? I've had experiences. I'm careful because I don't want to communicate anything that will make anybody afraid of ministry. All right? One time I had to decide if I'm going to go to anywhere, I have my money standby for my hotel accommodation. I was ministering in a place. Say, this is your hotel. I finished session. I went there. I said, this is not hotel. This is brutal. I tell you, I think I get it. That's the place you take prostitutes to. Aha. You look at the bed. I am seeing fluids on the bed that has been washed. You can see the color. I stood. I said, no. We can't continue like this. Let me tell you something. One of the things the devil has used to fight the move of God are Christians. In fact, the most powerful agents against the move of God are Christians. But Christians who are not well taught. They are the frontliner in the battle line of the devil. When you have Christians who have not been well discipled and trained in Bible, they will be fighting God on behalf of God. Do you get what I'm saying? Rule number one, keep quiet if you don't know anything about what you are saying. Shh. Mature. Then you understand what you are saying. Do you get what I'm saying here? Look at when we had the meeting we had last week. All right? Apostle was in town. Over 2,000 people were in this facility and outside. But let me tell you something. I think one of the pastors, Pastor Wale raised this, my wife, and my wife was that, CEO, I mean, if we are still at that plaza, there were 120 people, nobody will even bring it to you that we are coming to a bad, what the US setting on. You cannot even hear that one. That's number one. Let me tell you this. Number two is that, how many of you were seated in the congregation during that meeting? The kind of heat you felt, was it pleasant? Do you know? If there's anybody with any health condition that can't tolerate that, the fellow can die. When you talk about it, because it's not about prosperity, it's about this, it's faith. Meanwhile, the fellow talking about that thing, when the fellow cannot afford you 10,000, say, ah, thank God, it feels nice. Hypocrisy. If something is only good when you are the one who has it, you are a liar. Do you get what I'm saying? When something is good, is when you are the one. You say because your own heart is formed. So you have assumed, you have judged others. A car is only nice when you are the one driving it. When another pastor drives, say he's proud. How can he be driving that small man? Look at the big car he's driving. Eh? So all these pastors. But when you drive, he say, ah, yes, I better do well alone. Let me ask you again. Do you love prosperity? Let me ask you again now. Because your answer is not even encouraging. Maybe I should change my topic. Alright? Faith for poverty. Let me ask you again now. Do you like prosperity?
Ah.
Let me ask you now. Do you love to be blessed?
Yes,
you want to start, you want to still be collecting spark from Mommy Shola? You get what I'm saying? I love prosperity, but moderately. Shout amen. I love it, but I don't like a loud lifestyle. Just something simple, sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. And nothing much. Just something sufficient per day. Shout a big hallelujah. Oh, it didn't come. My assumption is this. That everybody here is looking for a way out. Huh? Now let's learn the way out. Let's give Lord a praise. Let me tell you this. Nothing you criticize can ever be manifested in your life. Nothing. 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 I beg you in the name of God, never join anybody to criticize something who has what you don't have. At best, keep quiet. You are not obligated to contribute in every conversation. You are not obligated. You are not obligated to have a say in every matter. Do you get what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me show you scriptures. But, all right. For a start, let's look at Ephesians 1 verse 3. Ephesians 1 3. Ephesians 1 3. If you are there, say amen. Now look at it. It says, blessed be God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Say, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Say it loud and clear, I am blessed. Come on, say it again. Say it again, I have been blessed. Now, it didn't say who will bless us. It said who has blessed us. All right? Meaning that when it comes to the subject of prosperity, it is already a settled matter. If things are not aligning with this, it means you are not yet spending from your inheritance. It is already a settled matter. Now look at it. Ephesians 3 verse 20. Ephesians chapter number 3 verse 20. Ephesians 3 verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Alright, that is, listen to this. God does not just have ability. God does not just have resources. The Bible says that he is also able. That is, there's nothing you want to throw to God that is a big deal. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Your situation can't make him panic. Ask somebody a question. Do you believe that before tonight runs out, God can open a strategic door? Alright? And you can have 10 million. Let's start from something like that. 10 million. Sitting in your account today. Say, 10 million, okay. How shall these things be? Wrong question. Alright? When the servant of God was prophesying that by this time tomorrow, a measure of wheat and corn will be sold for a shekel. The Bible says that the man on whose arm the king lays show head says that even if God will open the windows of heaven, might these things be? The servant of God looked at him and said, you speak against God like this. He said, listen, you are going to see it, but you will not eat out of it. Do you know that there are people who believe that their case is not the kind that God changes in a hurry? Listen to this. That belief system does not stop prayer. It does not stop desire. It does not stop fasting. But they just believe that. The kind of thing that it, for me, for someone like me, it will take God bringing me out gradually for another 1 year for me to come out. It is a quiet belief system in their heart, but yet they are praying. It is amazing how that your heart can be in a different direction from your actions. Are you following what I'm saying here? It says God is able. Can you give us this Amplified Translation? Alright, Amplified Translation. It said, now to him who by, in consequence of the actions of his power that is at work in us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly far above all that we are. Or far above all that we dare. I love that word. All that we dare ask. You know, this issue of asking, to say, ask shall be given unto you. People don't have audacity. It's true. That's why that guy, that blind Bartimaeus was crying. He says, Jesus Christ, Son of David, have mercy on me, have mercy on me. Jesus had to ask him, what dimension of mercy do you want? It can be money. You don't assume. Do you get what I'm saying? You don't assume that because somebody doesn't have, fellow wants to have. Let me tell you something. I have found out that the way you relate with your earthly father is the way you perceive God. It is my earthly father that may be broke, not God. You go, same. How do I explain this? How do I explain this? If you are seated here and you are the child of the governor of this state, the child of the governor of this state, do you get what I'm saying? You know, there's a way you carry yourself. You are driving on the road. Road safety. Park you. Say, give me your driver's license. Look at the driver's license. Adebola Sheyi Makinde. They will ask you, which of the Sheyi Makinde? Just wind that glass down. Say, I'm the first son of the governor. Go. We are clear way, clear way, clear way, clear way. Go. There's even a way you park. When you know your father is the one in charge of affairs. The revelation of being children of God has not dawned on us yet. It has not. Many of us don't have it yet. We don't even know whose child we are. And another thing that is even more dangerous, this one is more dangerous, are those who have believed scripturally that God is using poverty to educate them. You know, for one time, I said this, and we posted a video online, oh, come and see fight. I don't read comments, but once in a while, I don't have room for hypertension. I just release and just run away. I just move on. But that day, this thing is getting long. Let me check what's happening here. What did I say? That God, who is seated in heaven, the primary way he wants to teach you is through his word. He does not use bad situation to teach you. Say, no, it's not true. It's not true. What about the case of Job? Listen to this now. Job had fears. The devil exploited it. So God can use sickness to teach you a lesson. This is what happens. The primary way he wants to teach us is his word. When we have not submitted to the authority of the word, the devil exploits the avenues he's seen to do certain bad things. Then God comes and converts it for his own purpose. But when you believe that it's because of the devil I am, so God brought this, then there's nothing the devil will not be able to do in your life and go scot-free. Because you can't cry for help. Since you believe the one who should help you is the one doing it. How do I drive this home? Let me ask you a question. Is God a good God? Let me ask you again. Is God a good God? Let me share something with you. I'm just going to say this raw as it is. I didn't have the privilege. Sorry, please, what's that? I didn't have the privilege of knowing what it means to grow up with a mother. I didn't have that privilege. So I grew up around a stepmother. And I saw hostility, I saw hatred, I saw pain, I saw many things. I knew. Not the way this thing is supposed to be. This is not the way this thing is supposed to be. This is a unique situation. It took me time. When I see people, I see mother and son relating. And I see that there is a possibility for a son to be talking to the mother and be putting hand on the mother and touching the mother and all those things. I didn't know that reality. But it does not mean that it is not a reality. Do you get what I'm saying? There are people that their own case was that they didn't know what it feels to grow up with a father. They grew up around somebody who played a role, but that's not the scriptural role. Some hostile, aggressive, talk to the children as if they didn't give birth to them. If care is not taken, that becomes the mold with which you perceive God. And when God says that, can a child ask for snake from the hands of the father? Ask for fish, and the father gives the child snake. It takes having one to know that scripture. Do you know what I'm saying? That's why we must teach these things with carefulness, because people are having to fight through different things in life. Not everybody has the opportunity you have. Are you aware? That's why it is not a doctrinally acceptable statement that before you marry a girl, check her mother, she will become... Excuse me, sir. There are people who are total departure from their homes. Is it their fault the mother is like that? We don't say anything because of where we are coming from. Not minding that their reality is more than the things you are facing, though. You get what I'm saying? Well, let me tell you something. My dad is a man that God used to fill many gaps. And I know many times in school, I'm stranded. Things are down. I reach out to him. He said, don't worry. By evening, I'm going to do this. And he does it. He said, don't worry. By the first time, I'm going to do it. And he will do it. Don't worry, but so and so time I'm going to send this and I'm going to send it. At some point, I saw that his words can be trusted. You get what I'm saying? If you are seated here and you don't know what this that I've just described means, it is not that you are unfortunate. You can learn God through scriptures. In fact, you have an express way to learn Him without any filter. But listen to this. If there's any definition to God, He's a good God. Let's start from there. God is not waiting for you to make mistakes and He kills you. Many of you need to heal. And some of us pastors have made mistakes. That's the fact. We also have to be certain ways too. Because there are situations. I don't want to go into that. But listen though. The best you can mirror to people is to mirror the love of God to them. What that will do is that it will help their lives. It will help them recover. I want to show, let's look at the book of Psalms. Psalms 100. Let's speak this thing. Let's look at. Now look at it. Say, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Yes? Quickly. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence. You look at scripture. Say, serve God with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. If what you have seen all your life is the hostile God, the wicked God, you go to a place, they say, you can't come in. Lie. You can't come in. This is a bowl of water. Go and first wash your face and wash this lipstick and wash this makeup before you can come before the presence of God. Ah, you can't come in. Where, sister, your chain or ring? Ah, you can't come in. You are wearing a trouser. They say, you take wrapper. Wear tight. Then sit down at the back. And nobody wants to. Even the person bringing your offering is avoiding you. You do that to somebody who is not rooted in God. Say, if this is this God they are serving, I'm out. Do you get what I'm saying? And let me also say this, which bothers about the church. I'm going to say this and I'm going to leave it. If you want to fight a cultist, if you have issue with a cultist, and you are arguing with him, cult member, you know what he will say? He will say, hold on. Ah! Ibolowa! Bingo! Bingo! Ah! Cultist shele! Mabo! He has the assurance. If I call my cultist friend, they will come and fight for me. Let a Christian be ostracized. Other Christians is on his own. That's when they will now tell you that it is wisdom to be quiet. They are the only organization that even kill our dying soldiers. Let me tell you something though. Let me tell you something. One time something happened on social media. I'm going to mention names. Tokwel Abi was speaking. Powerful woman of God. That woman has been consistent for years. So says she said something she would not have said. This. You saw what happened. Other Christian musicians start coming. Don't mind her. This is the name. Even some pastors. When you are going through the fix, one of the things it does is that it shows you those who are really around. But I smiled. I said, even if this woman has made mistake, listen, God in heaven will not trash this woman. Listen, I know what I'm saying. Many people are shouting because they have replacement mentality. Let her leave the scene. Happen is too much. That's where many of the noise is coming from. We are the new generation now. Let me tell you. The higher you go, the more you know it takes God time to have men in those heights. The more you understand the way God thinks, that He's not going to kill them and finish them because of what you think. Do you get what I'm saying? There are people today who are saying, don't mind. I mean, as a teenager, I know what I heard now. Say, winner's church, you must never step your feet there. That Bishop Oyedepo is an antichrist. What is preaching? There are many of you, there are churches you can't enter today. Not because you've seen them do nonsense. You've never even heard the pastor. You just heard. How I wish you know that they fenced you from a major flow. You struggled about what the grace is on that man of God that could have blessed you. You can't enter because you heard something. That's how the Bible says that, all right, that we quench the fiery dart of the wicked ones. The fiery dart, it looks like it is facing the person they are attacking, but it is facing the listener. Somebody come and say, don't apostle Lazarus. I remember when I was ordained an apostle. I saw it online. We like him, but now I saw it on an apostle. Abi, everybody becoming an apostle. I used to be. But listen, somebody hear that and say, I used to think this man, chef, is humble. That statement, let me tell you something. The grace of God on my life, understanding the protocol between me and God, will ever keep increasing. To you, I'll be getting smaller. Not because I am smaller, but because once you are going distant in your mind, you get what I'm saying? What should bless you will not. The person who has the problem is not me. It is you. The day they were stabbing me in the back, you thought it was me they were stabbing. It was your heart they were choking. You were the one who will no longer be blessed by what I still carry. Let me tell you something. What will shock you in life is to see that those who sat down together to discuss a man are those who are still humble under the man. Or you have been cut out. Do you get what I'm saying here? I know what I'm saying. Let me ask you a question. Is God good? Come on now. Look at it again now. Is God good? That singular revelation is what many Christians don't have yet. So they're always expecting. You see, for me, this scripture eats differently. Because I know what it feels like as a child. In fact, somebody one time reported me to my father as a child. He said, this is your son. He said, this is your son. He said, watch him. He said, watch this your son. The person called my father. The fellow is late now. Called my father. He said, I notice among all your children, this is your son. He said, he's shivering. He said, he's always shivering. I'm always shaking. As a child, I couldn't do many things. I couldn't do choreography. I couldn't do all those things they do in church. I couldn't do all those things. You get what I'm saying? Just, but Bible recitation, we'll do that one. And all those things. My father started observing me. He said, this guy is shaking. He said, why? I was not exposed to somebody that I can go before with full assurance of faith. You can come here and it's way. I said, you are careful. You are checking. The, coming back from school, go and help me check. Is she happy? Is she not happy? Is she smiling? Is she not smiling? You are careful. You get what I'm saying now? But that's not the way God is. He said, come before him. Go back to that scripture. Go back to that scripture. He said, come before God with gladness and singing. Do you know what that means? Oh, I love the man of Galilee. And he will say, what are you doing? Stand straight. That's not God. You know what he does? He joins you in dancing. Yes, you get what I'm saying? I want to say something though. But we don't know the extent religion has gone. This serve the Lord with gladness. I'm going to show you on that scripture. See, we can't find doctrine in the Old Testament. We better listen. Did I just say that? Just get what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that the Old Testament is the type and shadow of the new. Alright? You get what I'm saying? There's something in the Psalms are very powerful. When he says, serve Lord gladness, come before his presence with singing. All right? Verse 3 now. Quickly, verse 3. He says, no, passive, recognize and understand with approval that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, not we ourselves. We are his people. All right? And the sheep of his pasture. As far as we are under him, we eat evergreen pastures. We are his people. I am not an orphan. I have a father. We are his people. They say, when you are coming before that God, come before him with singing, with dancing, with rejoicing. Look how the Bible says, Hebrews 4:16, quickly. It's a very popular scripture. Let's start from verse 15. Hebrews 4:15, quickly. I like you to always look at these scriptures so you can keep them. All right, not just me quoting. Hebrews 4:15. Go back to message, to amplify, please. King James. He said, for we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Listen to this. Listen, look up. Look up. How does he respond to your infirmity? Is there a prototype? Let me show you. Pharisees. Let me have two sisters. A sister in drama. Quickly. a very fantastic actor. Quickly, who is that? You don't trust yourself? A fantastic actor in drama. Come. I'm expecting one of you to come. Okay, come. All right. Let me have a guy. Dangerous actor. Where are you? Come. Thank you. Peter Umabo. Thank you. No, okay. Okay. Wait. Both of you come. You get what I'm saying? Nobody has wire. Come, my sister. Come and stand here. These are the two men. You face that side. Both of face her. They say, we caught her in the act of adultery. For sure, the way you want to deal with her. We caught her in the act of adultery. Oh, yeah? Yeah, deal with her. Yes. Adultery, oh, baby. Adultery. Yeah. And she gave you adultery. Look at you. Hey, we thought you were a Christian. Adultery. That's what we caught her doing. In the very act, she was committing adultery. And while she was running, she got to where Jesus was waiting for her. They say, we caught her. Very act of adultery. She's an adulterer. Jesus did not answer. He bent down and was writing. They say, this is what the law says. We've stoned her to death. Very act of adultery. He was writing. Then he looked up. He said, let he who is without sin be the first to stone her. Then he kept writing. What we saw was that stones were dropping. Stones were dropping. They met the woman sleeping with a man. They attacked the woman. Where is the man? Would he be a rabbi? He said, this kind they must know. I see a Buddha too. Or maybe he knows some of their secrets too. But they went after the woman. That's where you see somebody who is lying. Somebody come, because let me tell you something. Our current curriculum cannot sustain the body of Christ in the next generation. We will need a very real church. Very real place. See, let me tell you, people are going through a real life situation. I'm telling you. People are battling real life. Masturbation is real. Pornography is real. You, what you are battling with is lying. But it's also a sin. Somebody says, I'm battling with this issue. And it's a sexual issue. Say, and I thought that brother was on fire. But you, who is a liar? Do you get what I'm saying? We have lost too many of our soldiers. This is the time for us to manifest the goodness dimension of God. He says that, go back to that scripture now. Go back to that scripture. Alright? Hebrews 4:15. It says, for we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Hebrews 4:15. Seeing that, meaning that he can be touched though. Even Jesus, listen to this. Jesus knows that you don't like it. He knows you want a way out. It is important you know his disposition so you are not prone to destruction. When Adam and Eve were hiding, they were hiding from the goodness of God. What God did in response to their hiding was to make an apron. He was the first fashion designer in the scripture. He made a coat with sheepskin and clothed them with it. Why did they leave Garden of Eden? Because if they continued there, they will be forever doomed. It is in his mercy. And look at, before they even made that mistake, say the Lamb of God has been slain from the foundations of the world. So it can be touched though. God is not the father of perfect people. He's the father of all his children. God is good. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. God is good. We don't have an eye, we cannot be taught with feelings of our infirmities. But was in all point tempted as we are, yet without sin. Now look at Hebrews 4:16. It says what? Let us therefore come. How? Boldly. You hear what I'm saying? Look at it now. I mean, you have children in the house. A child has gone. When you see that you don't hear your children's voice, there's fire on the mountain. You go and check the child. The child has used mayonnaise as cream. The entire mouth, the entire face, everything, chocolate, everything. What is this? The child will still run towards the mother. Sometimes, even when you chastise the child, still run towards the mother. Still hold the mother. It is still the mother that will say, well, it's okay. And the child will keep quiet. Because the child knows the goodness. of the mother. You get what I'm saying? God is good. He will not withhold any good thing. Ah, you get what I'm saying? Let me tell you. Please, let me clap for them. Somebody says that, while I was a girl, years ago, before I knew Jesus, I've had sexual immorality. You know, we don't used to hear all those things. You get what I'm saying? You know, somebody will come and meet somebody and say, I'm struggling with this. You know, you struggled with it. From the comfort you have received, comfort the person and help the person out. So I say, you won't believe. I have a confession, sir. 2 weeks ago, made a mistake. I aborted. I'm sorry, sir. Is that? Say, while we're on campus, we had triangular life. Listen, though, I'm not kicking against holiness, but I'm saying your righteousness, your own righteousness in yourself, cannot do the work of redemption. And as long as we are still like this, we will have casualties. And I know what I'm saying. Everybody wants to lie. Because there's that sense of desire for acceptance. It's because we don't know the goodness of God. We don't know. And people have received these things and believe, my life is this. That's why I tell people that, see. Sincerely, when you are hanging around me and you are a perfect person, I start suspecting you. I don't like it. I like us to have a raw and real conversation. Real conversation. Okay, don't worry. Sheba, let's do it like this. Join you in prayers. Do this. Those who understand the goodness of God will mirror it. Do you get what I'm saying? Will mirror it. Everybody's hard. If you live in this country alone, you have not really lived. God will bless you at some point so you can really travel to some places and know that God is diverse. Do you get what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. Let me round up by telling you this. There are some cultures around the world that when even two men want to greet each other, they embrace and they peck each other with their cheeks right and left. Because of the wahala we're exposed to in Nigeria and the whole Robotinho. An average Nigerian is hard. And we are not aware that something has happened to us. And if care is not taken, you will also have children as a man that you have never told, I love you. Can my child confidently come and meet me and say, Daddy, I had my first, let me tell you something in case you don't know. They should buy me, they come before God help me. The devil went so far with my life, before God help me. In case you don't know, maybe you feel I was born holding my microphone. Yeah? I had my first crush. I was in school. I don't know what happened to me. See that my own, what Jesus saved me for is much. No problem. Nursery school, Fatima Abubakar, Tano. I remember, I was in Kano to minister not too long ago. As we were driving from the airport, we passed in front of their house. I said, ilele. Once we are going to school, I will be slowing down, see my crush. The father will take her inside the car. I remember. I know. So I know there's a possibility around it. I was a teenager when I went to my pastor that there's a girl in church I want to marry. I like her. And I could meet that pastor because he had shown us the possibility of trusting him. Do you get what I'm saying here? Mirror the goodness of God. Prosperity begins from there. That God is good. If you have been blessed, give the Lord a big hand. Is that you rejoice when you are blessed? All right, let's rise on our feet. Father, we give you praise. Thank you because we know there is a change in mentality. There's an adjustment and penetration of light. We ask, dear Father, that this will be permanent and it will sit in the name of Jesus. Our lives are open to you to receive of you what you have for us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account's details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries.